Yeah, she doing a thing.
Came back from that.
I mean, I stayed in there. I had like a as best as I could a regular sauna session after that.
Yeah, I don't know. You're onto something. Pretty amazing. You're resilient. That's what you are.
I love the sauna that much. I love the steam room. That's my undying love for the steam room, Johnny.
Yeah. Even if it makes you uncomfortable, you still stick around.
Welcome to episode 5 of the Steam Room. My name is Matt Hamill. A couple degrees to the east is Johnny Brown. What's up, man?
Not too much, man. What's popping? You ready to move out of here?
I'm leaving pretty soon, man. But first, you know, we'll be doing the shows from different countries, so yeah. That'll be exciting—a new frontier.
Hell yeah!
And but you know, first the last show we got here in Canada, stateside, in the contiguous North American. I don't know what, but Johnny, I think we have a good show. I think we have some exciting stuff to talk about. You know, we're here in Toronto. The Maple Leafs are quite a big deal, and Austin Matthews has run into some trouble. Have you heard about?
I heard a little bit.
So he was in Arizona. He got a drunken disorderly conduct charge in the offseason, and it involved him pulling his pants down and doing something to his butt cheeks, and we'll get into that. There's some... sounds like a Dave Chappelle joke, you know? He's like playing with his butt cheeks. Yeah. But that's what happened with the captain, the prospective captain of the Maple Leafs. So this is a big deal. It's kind of rocked the Toronto sports world. Not since Kyle Lowry was fat-shamed have we had such a roaring story in Toronto sports. So we'll get to that, Austin Matthews. And Johnny, there's a new robot video. You see these robot videos, they kind of like show how advanced robots are getting. And this new one that came out, we can watch it. Something's going off my bullshit radar. It looks a little phony, but you know, we'll see. People are spreading this video around the internet like we're done.
Yeah,
this is it for
love
humanity.
To say that, man.
Good. It was nice knowing you. Yeah,
it's so not funny. Like.
Yeah, I know. You see it on Reddit, the Reddit comment section. So we'll watch that video without the Reddit commentary. But first, Johnny, we're going to get into our critical analysis of Burt Bacharach and the Houston Symphony, 1978. Woman, we'll do our critical analysis. I know you listen to the full thing, and we'll go track by track.
Okay.
And just kidding. Some prop comedy.
Burt Bacharach. That's from that dude.
Awesome
Powers. Yeah, Awesome Powers. Yeah.
This sort of thing is my bag, baby. No, seriously. First, Johnny, you know, last week we talked about the Philadelphia Eagles fan who rescued children out of a burning building and took the opportunity to, when he was on the news, to throw shade at one of the Philadelphia wide receivers. And here's the follow-up video of he gets back on the news again, and this guy just never fails to be hilarious.
He says he caught a baby and an adult woman in the air.
You can believe in me. I'm not going to drop her. She came down, boom. My first thought, actually, in the back of my head was like, yeah, no fumble. And then ran it in for a touchdown.
After rescuing people from a burning building, how was the Eagles' loss still on his mind in that moment?
Messed up my whole day. That was earlier the same day that happened, maybe 12 hours or so, less than that.
This guy's too funny.
I love that guy, man.
Yeah, he's just so, I guess, just a hilarious Philadelphia fan.
You know what that guy's doing is he's living in the moment. Like, he's not, like, he's just, when something's happening, he's just thinking about, this is it right now. Like, he caught it, and he's not thinking about, this is what I'm going to look like. It's just like, this is what's going through my head. No fumble. Like, he's in, like, he catches a baby, and he's like, yeah, I'm running it down. Like, he's just...
Yeah, he's like, he might be like, oh, he's trying to be funny. Yeah. He's like putting on a performance. Like, but he might just be like that dude. Like, this is honestly, he's just like kind of like a childish mentality of like, getting that baby. You know?
Yeah, and I don't know if this is true, but I swear that I meet more Americans that are like that than Canadians. Like, there's obviously characters in Canada, especially if you go out to like the outskirts.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be some people that are different. But I find a lot of Americans, they're just living in the moment. They're just like... They're right there, ready for it. Yeah, like, I have a lot of family reunions in the States, and, like, a lot of them, like, are like this guy. Like,
yeah.
they would think about, you know, an Eagles loss in a situation like this. Just amazing. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, when I went to Mexico recently, I was in Cancun, and it was, you know, a lot of Americans at the resort, and just a lot of them are like characters of Americans. You know, you had somebody from New Jersey, and she was just like so, like, I took a video of this monkey, and then the lady from New Jersey was like talking to her husband about, like, you know, this little like spider monkey that was walking, and she was just sounding so like just a character of a lady from New Jersey. Or there was this like big guy from, like, I'm guessing it was Texas or like Alabama, and him and his family were at the buffet, and his daughter like grabs like a piece of toast off his plate, on the, you know, off his buffet plate, and he's like, hey, like screams at her like, man, you're at a buffet, like relax, but
go get another one. Yeah. That's all good.
Hey daddy, can you pass my shades? Yeah, it's great. I guess he's just that dude, just a Philly football fan. That's just a hilarious dude. You know, Johnny, before the show, we were talking about a classic would you rather question, and I have one for you. It's one of those would you rather. Now, let's say there's someone you're romantically interested in, you know? Okay. Let's say, would you rather, you're on their social media page, you're scrolling, maybe you're getting kind of deep, you know, 2 years deep, you're looking at their stuff. Let's say you accidentally like one of those photos and expose yourself for going like way too deep than any regular sane, not creepy person should be going. So you're either going to do that, or would you rather you're talking to them in conversation, you run into them in the hallway, and you're talking, blah, 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 and you, you know, as it sometimes happens, a little bit of spit comes off your mouth and lands, let's say, on her shirt, and you both notice. Which one are you picking?
Oh, man, that's pretty tough. So you both notice the spit, and, like, it's visible on the shirt.
She doesn't have to change now. It's just one of these. But yeah, like...
Ah, shit. I'd probably rather like the old photo.
Really?
And then I would double down.
Because one of them is like, you're physically... Like, the spit is like... you are like physically gross. And then the you know, liking the picture is more just like... It's not good. Yeah.
Well, liking the picture can be viewed as
kind of flattering.
Yeah.
Or it can be. There's no endearing spit thing. Again, but if she, you know,
she's cool though, then it's all good.
If she likes you too, she's not going to mind the Instagram like. She's going to view it as sort of flattery. And if she likes you and you spit, she'll look past it. But again, if she doesn't like you and the like, then it's like, you know, we gotta. Might have to file a restraining order. Or if she doesn't like you and there's the spit, then it's like, ugh. You're just digging an even deeper hole.
You just need to walk. You just need to stop at that point. You know, I think one signal's enough usually. Like if someone's not into you, like, see you later, you know? I'm not going to try and...
No, you know what? I thought he was cool. And then he spat on my shirt and it was like, I just could never... Yeah,
it's over.
So you're going to choose the like. You're going to like the deep photo.
Yeah, because... It's like I could double down on it and still go for it at that point. But if you spit
like
on
a
her,
bunch of pictures, like, just like
if like, say if you like her old picture, say you get called out, right? It's like, yeah, you know what's up. Like you could take that
doing
route.
Good.
You could take that route, you know. And then the spit thing, I don't really know which route you take.
The spit. Yeah, sorry, I just had dental work. My mouth is frozen. Oh, okay.
That's not bad, actually. That's not bad.
Or what would be a good excuse for the Instagram? Like, you could use the dentist excuse for the spitting on the shirt. What would be a good excuse for the... my little brother was...
I was eating popcorn and... my little brother.
my cat was sitting on my phone and just like scrolling through everybody's page. I probably liked one of your pictures. Oh, my God. It happened. So many people. Yeah, okay. So we found... Not only did we pick which one, but we also found a workaround, an excuse...
Yeah.
I think the dentist is the stronger excuse.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay.
I got a question for you.
Let's hear it, man.
What is the best sport to watch someone play for the first time?
A sport that...
In like a humorous way. So say someone who's never played basketball before, like... What's the best, you know,
great.
Or baseball or hockey or soccer, football? Like, what's the best sport to watch someone play who's never played before?
Football is kind of funny because you'll have people. Remember one time in elementary school, we had a new kid show up. And, you know, what we would play football at recess. So we're like, oh, we'll let the new kid play. And he's on our team. And all right, here's the ball, man. And then he ran with the ball. This is, you know, PQ.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he ran with the ball, and then he got, like, spooked when people were coming to, like, we weren't playing tackle, like, the two-hand touch, but he got spooked, and then he threw the ball again, like, past the line of scrimmage. It's like, uh-oh, you don't know anything about football. And that's, like, that was day one, like, open and shut case, like, all right, we've just figured out everything we need to.
Yeah, no, that's true. I completely forgot about that. Yeah, that was enough.
And so other sports, basketball is funny because people just like chunk it off the backboard like really hard.
I think it's basketball because just by itself, the fact that you have to dribble to move with the ball, like if you've never played, can't.
The double.
You can't. And then the people like
the chest pass.
The shot, you know, that the people don't know how to shoot. And like, it's just, yeah, it's fucking hysterical. But then you could say hockey because, you know, people don't know how to skate.
But there's almost like there's such a barrier to entry with the hockey. It's like, you know, it's almost like it's funny to see somebody run around with the basketball. If you can't even skate, you can't even get past like square one with hockey.
That's true. Yeah,
that's tough. Golf is also funny. People at the driving range, like some guy takes his girl who's never been there, and like you got a lot of balls going the wrong way, like missing the ball on the foreswing and then like hitting it on the back.
when there was that driving range on Ford Drive.
Yeah.
In Oakville.
Family Golf. I was just there at like what's the new development. They've taken away this golf place and put like a Starbucks.
And yeah, like some burrito place that we keep going to that keeps destroying the rest of my day.
One of those F45 workout places. Yeah. And like some weird, like not Whole Foods, but like we're even.
Oh, Farm Boy.
We're even more cool than Whole Foods.
Real expensive. So we went to the driving range. Where that plaza is now.
Yeah.
And I remember I had two floors. I remember going to the second floor and I had a roof. And I'm absolutely trash at golf. Like, I can't do a fucking thing. And I remember I hit the ball and it hit the roof and came back and hit me square in the face. And that's when I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just, you know.
Golf is a tough one,
man. It's not for me, you know?
You know, I use the comparison a lot. Like, in terms of basketball is one of those things where it's a certain skill. Like the finesse of shooting is like you have to practice that a lot. You know what I mean? You can't just come in there. You really need to drill down. And I kind of benefited being a kid having a basketball net, taking a lot of shots. That's a lot of hours I spent. I guess every sport's like that, hockey. But golf is even more extreme. The amount of dedication and lessons and technique to golf is so like fine-tuned. It's the opposite of a sport that you can just pick up. It's like the opposite of Frisbee where you can just like pick it up.
Just have one and like have a space and just practice.
Yeah.
Golf, you gotta go. You gotta buy shit and then you gotta spend on lessons. You have to go to the place to do it. Like you can't just, like you were saying, in the driveway. That's what we used to do all the time. Hoop in the driveway.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to play soccer, which we didn't really, but if you wanted to, you could just pick any school field with a ball, bring the ball, you're good. Soccer's one that I think is easy to pick up at the beginning. Like, it's not easy to be good, but it's easy to pick up. Anyone can play.
You're just kicking the... Yeah.
You can just kick things. Like, people are fine.
Yeah. And everybody's got a good, like, you know, everybody's legs are strong, you know? So everybody's got to have decent kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I think growing up, a lot of, like, soccer, baseball, you know what I mean? A lot of, like, kick-based activity. I feel that. Interesting.
I think I vote basketball.
You vote basketball. I think the golf because, like, you get the, you know, you get the driving range, the balls hitting places they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
It's a good time, dude. You know, Johnny, before we go to break, I want to watch this video. It's, you know, like these tech companies are building robots. And like we said, like people are posting these videos and they look outrageous and everybody's like, oh, God, like RIP to humans. It's over for us. Well, this video, if this video is real, Johnny, I might become one of these Reddit commenters that thinks the world is over. But you watch this and you tell me what you think. So the robot is doing a handstand.
It's just goofy, eh?
It's just really... it gave us like the, hey! I just have a hard time believing this is real. Now we're going slow-mo.
It just doesn't even look real.
And there is an old video of like them like beating. You ever see that video of them beating the robot with the hockey stick?
Yeah.
No, I just don't believe. I just can't believe it's real. I just don't believe that this is the real deal. And everybody in the comment section is like, "Oh yeah, it's the, you know, oh my god!" Like nobody. I don't even. I. You know how you can like search. I search the word fake. I wanted to see one person at least go, "Is this fake?" Not a single comment was referencing, "Is this real or not?"
That's a problem. That's not, like, we're supposed to be critical thinkers.
No, yeah, exactly.
That's not, yeah.
Everybody just wants to, like, hop on the storyline that, oh, God, the world is ending, the robots.
Yeah. It's just, like, I don't know, is it just to be funny? Like, I don't know what people are, like, we're fine, and I don't, like, I don't care that it does flips, you know what I mean? Like, it's all, I get that it can do more, but there's just so many other things that matter, you know?
But if that is real, I mean...
It's pretty cool. If it's real, it's cool.
Do you give any credit to the idea of a robot rebellion? Like, do you, the idea that technology could, you know, get to a point where we have, like, machines that are, like, not our friend, you know?
Yeah, no, well, for sure, because there's so many fucking idiots that... There's so many evil people, too, that would, like, fuck up the programming on purpose, and it would just get out of hand. And there's been countless movies where... Like you know, Terminator, like the Matrix, yeah. Like it's all, like we as humans we fuck everything up. So I'm sure we'll fuck this up.
I guess you could argue that like we already have technology that's like defeating us. You know, like the fact that everybody's staring down at their phone and getting into car accidents because they're scrolling through Instagram, or you know, you ever like in traffic and you see somebody like watching a video.
Yeah, it's like how, oh, they have it like right on the steering wheel. It's like what the fuck.
Yeah, it's trouble. So maybe we're already there. We're already at the point where technology has become our, you know, not our, our friend. But I don't know, man. This robot video is really something else. Now, Boston Dynamics, you always hear that name attached to all these robot videos. Mm. I guess they're a real thing.
Robot company? Look, what's the plan here? Are they trying to make servants? Like, army? Are we trying to make an army? Like, what's going on?
That looks like in the army. I mean, there was kind of like
win the Olympics.
Like, yeah, exactly. That was all like gymnastics, and they did like the funny like little like leg kick. Like, hey,
they're trying to like be cute.
Yeah, where's that leg kick at? You see how I went right to it? I feel like one of my greatest strengths is my ability to approximate where in a video the thing I'm looking for is. Like, I'll watch a 40-minute video, and I'll be like, "Where was that one part?" And I can almost nail it every time.
Somebody's got to hire you for something, man.
It's almost like podcast production. Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of like these like types of shows where they bring up videos. Like, go to the part where like I feel like it's this weird talent I have. Almost parallel to the water bottle flipping is my ability to just zero in on exactly where in a video the thing I'm looking for is.
Yeah, somebody's got to hire you for that, man.
I should put it to good use.
Yeah, you should put that on your resume.
The most like, how do you phrase that? You know?
Yeah.
You know that? I'm really good at... Yeah, absolutely. Well, Johnny, we'll take a... we'll go to break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the Auston Matthews thing. It's just rocked the Toronto sports world. This, you know, our number one overall pick. Taking down his pants in front of a female security guard and doing something with his butt cheeks. We'll find out what Auston Matthews did with his butt cheeks when we come back on the Steam Room. Looks like so remorseful, you know what I mean? And then he still goes through with it. Kicks that baby after.
yeah, just the head, yeah.
Fucking brutal. You ever watch Vice Principals, that HBO show with Danny McBride? And it's like a follow-up to Kenny Powers. It's follow-up to Eastbound and Down.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Not a follow-up, but it's the same, you know.
It looked like
Danny
it was
McBride
just the same show, yeah.
It's great, man.
Yeah?
Danny McBride is... Now, they have a new show, another HBO show. It's called The Righteous Gemstones. Mm. I have Crave, but it's not available. Crave has like HBO and stuff, but it's still... That show's not available, but fuck, I want to... I just rewatched Vice Principals. They wrote it. It's a two-seasons show. It's just two seasons long. So they wrote it like nice and tight. They're like, we don't want this to go beyond two seasons, you know, we're not going to get picked up or, you know, for more. And it's just a great... Yeah, great stuff. Brutal, too, like...
I could imagine. Yeah. He's always, he makes you go, you hate him, but he's so funny.
Yeah, he's an asshole, but he will show, like, the redeeming qualities, I guess, you know, like, the struggle of the asshole, like, the inner, I relate like to
insecurities,
that.
Insecurities, big time. Of the asshole, yeah.
Well, Johnny, I think now's a good time to reintroduce ourselves, step back into the steam room. We are cheating today. The window is open.
Yeah, not sweating as much.
No, but you know, sometimes you gotta, see what you're up to and give your body what it needs. And sometimes, you know, cranking the heat up in the steam room is not the best idea. There's a little metaphor. Vague metaphor. John, you know, what really what's on everybody's mind right now is Auston Matthews. I'd love to hear your take. Auston Matthews was in his home state of Arizona, and on May 26th during this offseason, a female security guard reported that Auston Matthews and a group of males tried to open her vehicle. I guess they were drunk, and it was like 2 in the morning, and they're just goofing around, and they open up, they're trying to open up her car, and then that's when Matthews walks away, drops his trousers, bent over, and grabbed his buttocks, but for the sake of, his butt cheeks. Just to, you know.
So, my understanding was that he did keep his underwear on.
Underwear was on. And the reason this is such a big deal is because, you know, he's maybe the best player on the Toronto Maple Leafs. And, you know, he might get the captain on his jersey. And that's kind of in the air. And people are now debating whether he deserves that captaincy.
How old is he? 21, 22?
He's probably, 20. I mean, he got drafted like 3 years ago. So he's probably 21, 22. Big, big headed dude. You know, big dude.
Yeah. Well, definitely don't, like, getting into the car is probably the worst part of it.
Trying to get into the car, it's almost like...
Like, it's not okay to show your butt cheeks or to moon someone. It's funny, but it's definitely not...
I don't know if he showed his butt cheeks, he just grabbed them.
It was more of the motion of, like, I'm mooning you, he didn't actually moon her.
Or maybe he did, like, the Ace Ventura, like, the, like, you know, like, thank you.
See, like, that's funny. Like, if that's all good. But trying to get into the car, that's something that someone, like, the media and fans and, you know, haters can all kind of take that storyline as far as they want.
Yeah.
And say, like, oh, he was trying to do this. And he was with a group of guys. This doesn't sound good.
It's in the Me Too era, you know, the fact that it's a female security guard. If it was a male, it probably would be a bit... You know, I think a lot of people are trying to loop this into the, you know, boys will be boys, you know, goofy, belligerently drunk hockey player. Big surprise. That's kind of what we expect from hockey players, right? They're drinkers, they're partiers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the fact that it's a female is added level of intensity. And he didn't tell his team. He kind of just swept it under the rug. And his team, like the general manager, when he was facing questions about it, only learned like moments earlier. Like he didn't tell the team that he had a disorderly conduct charge against him in the States, like this ongoing court proceedings. So that's almost the, you know, another layer to this thing is just the fact that he didn't even tell his team. It's kind of like if you've ever been at work and you fucked up and you tried to just like not own up to it and like bury it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's never the right decision, and people end up losing whatever the fuck up is. People will lose way more respect for you when it's the fuck up plus the cover up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's insane that he didn't say anything. I guess how long ago in the summer was it? Like
May,
months ago?
Yeah, late May.
May. Oh, okay. And we're just hearing about it now.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a huge fuck up. It's always easier to just step forward and say like, yo, I fucked up. Like anyone will respect you more if you do that. And if they don't respect you more for doing that, then they're probably fucked up. So it's a good judge of character. I say you definitely always need to come forward and be like, yo, it was my mistake. I'm going to learn from it. You know, like kind of say everything that they're going to tell you anyway, because you know how fucked up that is. Also, don't try and get into the cars.
I guess when you're really drunk and, you know, they're partying. They're hanging out with Auston Matthews. This guy makes like $7 million a year. So can you imagine being that young and being a partier, like, you know, loving to have fun and having that kind of much money to, you know, again, that doesn't excuse the buffoonery, but
no.
You can imagine how you would kind of spin out of control and maybe get a little, you know, get a little out of control sometimes with the partying in his position.
Absolutely. And that's why I was saying, well, how old is he? Like 20, you know, 21. Yeah. Like I remember being, we're not that much older, but I remember being significantly less responsible when I was like 21 compared to now. Not to say I'm even responsible now, but I put $7 million in my 26. Pocket, and you know, $7 million for 3 years in my pocket, and I don't know, maybe I'm, you know, doing the Ace Ventura butt thing too.
Yeah, maybe like almost all. Somebody was joking last night, like imagine after he scored a goal in like the preseason game last night, he did like the like some kind of like pretend to,
that's
his
thing,
like
now.
Randy Moss. butt celebrations and stuff. Yeah, you know, he's an American, and I heard some stat that like there's actually very few professional hockey teams that have won the Stanley Cup with an American captain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like very few, like a shockingly low amount of teams have won a Stanley Cup with an American captain. That's kind of a weird stat. You know what I mean? Obviously, Canada is the king of the heap. You know what I mean? When it comes to hockey, but
is there more European captains that have won?
Yeah, I mean, like Nick Lidstrom. You know, he won a few with Detroit, and but it's you know, you think of all the teams that have won a Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's their captain? You know, Jonathan Toews for Chicago, Sidney Crosby with who's the captain of Joe Thornton? Was he the captain? No, they never won the Stanley Cup. The San Jose Sharks. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting. I don't know. It's weird. And is that almost a damning reality for the Leafs if they make an American their captain?
Maybe. Well, if he's showing his butt cheeks, that's probably, you know, this kind of behavior is not going to...
Yes. And is he mature enough to be a captain of your team? Now, speaking of, you know, who should be the captain of the Leafs, we have our hometown, Oakville, Ontario, a tremendous hockey player, a couple of great hockey players from Oakville in the NHL. John Tavares is one of those players. He's also on the Maple Leafs. Now, he was the captain of the New York Islanders for quite a long time. Now, some people say maybe give John Tavares, older, more mature, give him the captaincy.
And I mean, I don't know that much, but I would agree with that. Like he's an older dude. Like
he's Canadian,
amazing. It's not like he's, you know, mediocre or something. Like
he's great.
Also a fucking fantastic player.
Do you know how great John Tavares is, Jonathan? How great?
I think so.
Jonathan Tavares is so great. I was in St. Catharines, Johnny. So I'm in the Niagara region yesterday, and I take this video of a vehicle. Now, can you see this, Johnny? I take this video of a car. It's orange. It's a Dodge Dart. It's got John Tavares' name and number and a Maple Leafs logo on it, on this orange Dodge Dart. Now, what in the heck?
Yeah, what?
If I can use such foul language, what the heck is going on here? Who is such a big fan of this one player? Like, is that John Tavares? I'm almost positive he wouldn't be driving around a Dodge Dart.
It's a pretty strange thing to do.
I know.
In a lot of ways. Because, like, wearing a jersey is enough. You know, you're already kind of wearing the guy's name on your back and you're doing the whole thing. Like, don't jersey your car.
Orange, though. Like,
and it's
orange.
It's ugly as shit. Yeah, why isn't it blue?
Yeah.
Or white and blue or...
We're talking about it.
Yeah. No, I guess, yeah, you're right.
Not in a favorable light, though.
Yeah. That's fucking weird, yeah.
No such thing as bad press. Yeah, I saw it in the parking lot at the mall and I was like, I got to take a video of this. Like, what is it? He's probably terrified of this fan. Like, it's probably like a restraining order, at least in the, you know, going through right now, if not already gone through.
This is the type of guy that would knock on your parents' door. Like, he would go to Tavares, like, family house.
And like, John, I'm a big fan. God damn it. How many times do we have to tell you? Yeah. Could you please not drive that car? So that's the Tavares vid. And Johnny, I was at the bar last night. And well, you know what? You were at the bar. You went to St. Louis. Now, St. Louis is a great bar. And they got a great burger special on Wednesdays, the Angus. And you were there recently. Maybe something, you're saying something might have gone down.
Yeah, we went. So I went with a friend of ours, Paul, and my cousin for Burger Wednesday.
Yes.
And last time we tried to go there, remember, it was too poppin'. We couldn't get in.
Uh-huh.
They were like, do you have a reservation? They were a little bit rude, but they were like, do you have a reservation?
Yeah, they
like,
were a little too cool for their own good.
They were, kind of shitty. But the one that we used to go to in Ottawa was, it was the shit. And it was a terrible, terrible like restaurant, but the food was amazing. And I love that about it, how shitty it is, but the food's great. Like sometimes you might stand there for like 5-10 minutes at the front waiting for someone to come like sit you down and shit. Like it's place is fucking hilarious.
So
coming to this one is a lot different because like they were kind of more like it was more much more popping and it was like, oh, this is not the St. Louis I'm used to.
Yeah, busier neighborhood and more of a trendy area. So their attitude is a bit different than the, you know, what we're used to.
The chill one that we used to go to.
Yeah, where the servers are like watching movies on their iPhone and like
I remember one time I walked in and they were watching The Walking Dead in like the corner booth. Like they don't give a fuck. So we go to this one and there's some people in there. Like it's pretty packed. And we got there pretty late. It was like 12. And we have this server come up to us finally, and obviously she's a rocket. And she comes up and she's like, "Hey, are you guys gonna order a lot? Because I have to go get a pen and paper. If you are," we're just like,
"I wouldn't want you. I wouldn't want you to
do your job. Like, And I was just like, yeah, we're just going to get a couple burgers. And she's like, oh, okay. So, like, what are you getting? And I was like, wow, what a fucking shit experience. Like, first come here, they don't let us in. And then the second time, she says, are you going to order a lot? Like, what the fuck?
You guys going to order a... You guys going to spend a bunch of money? Like, just...
It was like that. It was literally like that.
Yeah. Wow. That's not the attitude that... That's spoken like someone who truly has no stake in what's going on. She's just like, I just work here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not
I think
great...
We think she was drunk.
For real?
And it was every time that she'd come and like grab something, or the few times that she actually came to check on us, when we said thank you, she was already like fucking halfway across the restaurant.
Yeah.
Like,
I was at Sport Check yesterday and I was picking up some, you know, some socks and the Saks underwear. You've probably seen the brand Saks underwear. Now, I've been wearing like athletic undergarments for a long time, like Nike, like compression shorts for underwear for like years. And now I'm like, you know what? I think I need to get back into the regular briefs. Mm-hmm. So this brand at Sport Check is great. Saks. I went to go pick up another pair. And as I check out, the girl at the counter doesn't once look at me, you know, like not once do I get a look in the eye. And I'm like, this is a weird, like, you know, just make the customer feel like, you know, they exist or something like that. I don't know. I just thought it was a weird move on her part, you know?
That's, yeah. She didn't look at you in the eye once?
No, and I was like waiting at the thing. She was like doing something else behind the counter. I'm just like waiting there for a while. And I just felt like I've yet to be acknowledged by that, that Sport Check. So
maybe you're just, you know, just so close to Brad Pitt that she, you know, she couldn't even look at you in the eye.
Oh, I have that effect on people. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what it was. Let's call it that.
Let's go with that.
Brad Pitt.
Matt Pitt. Whatever.
People call him Matt Pitt. It doesn't sound good.
No, it sounds awful.
Yeah. Matt Pitt. Mafia hitman. No, you know, I have been called Canada's George Clooney.
Okay.
That has been said. That's been battered around. But, you know.
No, I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was also, speaking of bars, you're at St. Louis. I went to the game yesterday to watch some Thursday night football, and I was there, and Johnny, they were playing music, and I'm in Mimico, you know, it's a kind of a outskirt of Toronto, like a suburb of Toronto, and I'm at this bar, and only like three people there, and they're playing, here, check out this video. I took a shot of the music playlist that they had going on. Now, if you can read that, it says aggressive gym music.
Just has Jason Statham on the cover,
Jason
too.
Jason Statham just doing ripping pull-ups and aggressive gym music. So they were playing like Insane Clown Posse and just like terrible like white guy rap where it's like, on my back, everything is on my back. It's just like, and it was just wretched. And like, it really set the tone. Like, you're at this like dingy bar in Mimico and they're playing this like really like, you know, it's like if you had a movie and like the character walked into a bar where like a fight was about to pop off, this was like, this would be the soundtrack they were playing. So it just was an added like level of ambiance. Like? I was just, it was,
what was the staff like? Were they gym heads? Like?
No, they were, it was just like, they were like Russian. And it was just this lady was like, you know, some people don't know. If you give some people the auxiliary cord, they just don't know what to do. One time I had a drink thrown in my face on New Year's Eve at my own house because somebody was playing music and I just wasn't appreciating the, and then that quickly escalated into, I got a vodka cranberry in my face.
Man, I'll never forget that.
You were there?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
You kept it real, man. You just kind of got up and you were like, I think you should leave. Like, you were like, get out of my house. We're all like, oh shit. And you just got up calmly and you were like, yeah, I think you should leave.
Oh man, wild.
And she started yelling and then she had to wait outside. It was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Good times.
But that's the thing is like some people like they decide to play music or they're like this, I'm not feeling what's going on right now. Like I want to put on, you know, and then it's no good. You know, you get a lot of the time you just get like somebody that should not be quarterback because music is a very important thing. Like the music selection it's extremely important for the vibe, the volume. Like when you go to a restaurant, the volume needs to be right. The song selection.
I don't like yelling. I don't like yelling. I don't give a fuck. I don't like yelling when I'm trying to have a conversation. Don't have the shit so loud.
Yes. Or to be like some Euro, just like some bullshit Euro techno and it's like, really loud. And yeah, it's like, oh, this is, there's a vibe. And it's like that. That's my beef with Moxie's is like, they're just piping in shit music way too loud. And I went to Moxie's and I was like, that guy's like, can y'all turn it down? Like
just a little bit. Yeah. Like I'm screaming my order at you and
no,
you're terrible at serving anyway. But yeah, I don't like, you know what too? Like whoever's playing the music, they're playing the music. Like don't chime in and be like, yo, could we listen to this song? And like if someone, if they ask you, oh, will you take over? that's when you play your shit.
Yes.
That's your moment. But whoever's playing the music's playing the music. That's it. Like, I hate that whole, like, when you have it and they're like, yo, could we, like, they'll try and they'll, like, start giving requests. And it's like, it's not a big deal. Like, we're just pre-drinking. Like, just shut up. Like, whatever's playing is playing. Like, it's fine. Yeah.
No, I'm with you, man.
I just go, you know what? I just go, oh, it's all good. I'm just going to disconnect. Like, you connect now and you take care of it. I'm not going to fucking type shit in for you and, like...
I like to be the guy, yeah. I like to be the guy holding the TV remote. I like to be in charge of that. And I like to be the guy playing the music, you know, whenever it's appropriate. Like, some, we have certain friends that are so good at picking songs, I'll just let them do it. You know what I mean? But I was, you know, sometimes you'll be, like, getting too drunk at a party when, like, you're connected to Bluetooth. And, like, you'll get so drunk at a party, you start, like, slacking. And you start, like, not paying attention to what song's playing. And, like, you're outside having a smoke and, like, some awful, awful, like, We Are the Champions by Queen. Like, yeah. And that's terrible, too. That's a bad feeling, you know. But because you have a responsibility when you're playing music.
Yeah,
but
it's
again,
important.
As you get more fucked up, you start to, you know, sort of scatter your attention elsewhere, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, you know, coming up, Johnny, we have our news segment now. I don't know if you heard about all the concern over vaping. Juul is like in some hot water, and it is kind of weird because all of our friends vape, and it's coming out now. Maybe it's not so harmless as we've been led to think. So we'll talk about what's going on with that story. And also, Johnny, they increased the speed limit on the major highway here. The QEW has been bumped up in certain sections. They bumped up the speed limit, and we'll talk about how you feel about that, and maybe what the impact is going to be of a change like that. You know, we'll see. So that's coming up on the Steam Room. We'll take a step out of the Steam Room. We'll take a, you know, cool off for a second and be right back. All right, Johnny, we're back on the Steam Room. You know, now it's the news segment, and we're keeping track of some things like, you know, a lot of the stories coming out about vaping and how vaping is actually a lot worse for us than we think. You know, Juul, you're familiar with Juul. They make those, like, little vape pens. They've gone huge. Their CEO has stepped down because people are saying that, like, you know, they're appealing to children and that, you know, all of a sudden we're learning about the health effects. And, you know, really, it kind of makes sense. The idea that you're vaporizing liquid and putting that into your lungs is kind of outrageous, that that would be problem free, you know.
I think the argument was it's better than smoking.
I guess that is a big thing, is that, you know, it's better than smoking, but maybe not. Oh yeah, I don't really understand what the resistance is to. I guess we just don't know enough. And maybe the issue is that it's appealing to kids with, like, your cotton candy flavors and shit like this. Like, it's people that weren't even smoking in the first place, which is a lot of our friends.
That's the problem, yeah.
Pretty much our entire group of friends. Like, none of them were smoking cigarettes in the first place.
No.
And now they're vaping and they're just constantly hitting it. And, like, I guess it's accepted if we're hanging out in the same house, everybody's just ripping them indoors. And it's like, I don't want to breathe that shit in.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. I think it's good if you were a smoker and you're transitioning into smoking less.
Yeah.
But if you were not smoking, you're literally, like, you're doing that just to, I don't know, be cool, or, like, what's the reasoning behind it? Like, what, it tastes good? Like, I think it tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Like, I've hit a few, and I was like, this is, because I remember when vapes first came out, like, the big ones and, like, the pen kind of ones. I remember I had a pen one, and I mostly got it just to do tricks and shit. Like, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then once it started getting shitty, I was like, hey, I'm not gonna buy a new one. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, they're such pieces of junk.
And, like, they're shit, they're always leaking and shit.
Big,
yeah.
Like, units, yeah, the atomizers, they're all just hunk
of
shit.
It was a whole thing, and I was like,
drop
so
it
many
and
pieces.
It's over.
I was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. And then you have to buy juice, and I was like, okay, I'm kind of done. And then this Juul came out, and I ripped one, and I was like, this is like smoking a cigarette with a little bit of flavor, and it's shit.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like the Juul. It's the design is cool. You can kind
of
rip
like
it.
The iPhone of,
yeah,
like
for
they
sure.
They figured it out. Like, it's sleek. Like, it's very addictive. Like,
simple
in your hand. You know, it's easy to put in your pocket. Very easy to lose. Like my old roommate had fucking 8 of them. You know, and you just, like, find a new one in the couch. You're like, oh, that's where my Juul was. Like, it's like, fuck, man. Like, just stop. And, you know, where was I? I went to Oshiaga with with our group of friends.
Yeah.
And the entire time I was just like, why, like, what happened to my friends, man?
Everybody just ripping that thing constantly.
Yeah.
And it can't be good, like, to just nonstop, like, every 5 minutes tops, taking another rip of this, like, juice, like, vape, you know.
And the whole thing was, yo, like, who's got pods? They're like, yo, is that my Juul? Like, yo, I lost my, like, every 5 minutes. And I was like, hey, like, shut the fuck up about the Juul, man.
It's frustrating.
I don't
sure.
care. Like, just stop buying them or something. Like,
yeah, and it's not even a thing of like, yeah, it's not a healthy replacement at all. But people are saying it's, you know, they're learning more now. There's like 300 cases in the U.S., maybe only like four in Canada of like reported. But, you know, there's some serious lung issues, like some lung, you know, because people are just caking their insides with fucking this juice. But I guess the argument is like, yeah, it's not safe. Neither is alcohol. But alcohol is like... Like, if anything, if we need to look at the harmful effects of any substance that we sell recreationally, clearly it would be alcohol, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's number one. Yeah. But I guess it's like grandfathered in. Like, what is that inability to assess the alcohol thing? And the whole time weed was illegal, that was really something I would, you know, a lot of like hacky stoner arguments would be like, what about alcohol, man?
That's the real drug, man.
That's
yeah.
the real harm to society, dude. But like, Jesus Christ, I mean, take a step back and just look at, you know, now we're looking to ban e-cigarettes because of like 100 people have come down ill. What about like the 100 people driving drunk in Toronto right now? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand that inability to assess the alcohol thing. But I guess that cat's out of the bag, and the Juul cat isn't out of the bag. The vape, you know, we can kind of still contain this while it's just, I don't know.
I feel like anything that's for young people is never respected. Like, alcohol is, like, you know, your grandparents will have a drink, and that's all good. But anything that, like, young kids are doing, like, even smoking weed, especially at the time, like, say, back in the day, it was just seen as, you know, stupid, and, like, it's just setting back society, and there's a big problem with it. I'd say alcohol is just as bad. Here's the thing about the Juul. Put a warning on it. It's your decision if you want to smoke it or not. Still don't sell it to kids. I don't even know how they're getting them, but they are. That's the same with anything. Kids still get alcohol. Kids still get weed.
Think about when we were in high school, all of those alcohol products that are essentially just for kids, like, or that, like, every girl in high school was drinking Vex.
Yeah.
So clearly, can we not look at the fact that, like, realistically, 30% of your sales are to people that are underage, that are don't know how to drink responsibly, that are physically too young, too small to, like, tolerate alcohol? Can we look at that? No, I don't think that we do. Alcohol just kind of gets, like, a free pass, you know?
No, yeah, there's not even, like, a warning label on alcohol. Like, you got a pack of cigarettes and has like some fucking dead tongue on it, you know, or some guy with like his fucking throat like open or some sort of, you know, hole in his throat, and then you go and buy some delicious alcohol. See, even the way I phrased it, that's the way we think about it. Some delicious, you know, rum, and it's just got like a nice sleek bottle and it's very appealing. Or you go and you get some shitty Vex, and if you're 16, then that's appealing.
So maybe a lot of these health like problems, a lot of these you know, reactions to what's bad for us, what we should be controlling, it's really not about what's actually, you know, looking at things just with a clear mind about what's harmful, what's not. It's really more about like what cause has got momentum, and like the tobacco cause had like a lot of momentum. The anti-smoking revelation had a lot of juice, and that's kind of turned, influenced our opinion. Our opinion is essentially just, you know, created off of what have people rallied around and made us think about. And nowadays, you know what people are making us think about, Johnny? Climate change. People are lying right now in Toronto. People are lying in the middle of a busy intersection, just shutting the city down over climate strike. And like, kids are skipping school, and like this young Swedish girl is like empowering everybody to skip school on a beautiful summer day. Can you imagine if I just heard a radio host say like this? Imagine if it wasn't so nice out today. How many less people like? And if, you know, hold it on a Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Like all this, you know, hey kids, you can get out of school if you protest climate. It's kind of like a no brainer. Would you have skipped class?
Absolutely. I wouldn't even, the cause doesn't matter at that point. I'm just trying to get out of class.
What cause would you have skipped? Like, let's say, would you skip class to protest, like to join PETA? Like if there was like an anti-fur rally and then like going on in Oakville, would you skip class to go to that?
Guess I would.
Yeah.
I guess I would have, yeah.
I would also go just to like observe like the people, like just to like soak in, like who are these people that are like throwing blood on, you know, what's his name, Floyd Mayweather, is like fur coat. Shit. You know what I mean? Those people that like, yeah, like they don't like the fur. Even at like TIFF, like J-Lo was wearing
she
animal
was getting
fur.
Yelled at, yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about all that? Fur.
I mean, we've been doing it for hundreds of years. It's excessive. I don't really know. Here's the problem is the way that people treat that people treat animals.
Yeah.
Like even if you buy like a hamburger, the way that cow was treated is fucked up.
Locked up, never really gets to move its whole life, force fed, all this shit.
That's the problem. I don't really have
eating
a problem
meat
with
itself
eating.
Is not a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. But just the way the culture around what those people are doing behind the scenes, that's fucked up. And that's the same with the whole fur trade, right? You're just like shooting, they're just murdering chinchillas. You know, I don't know how many it takes to make a fucking fur coat, probably like 100. You know, like these things are like, you just, what are you doing?
Just, not a lot to them, yeah.
Just destroying, oh, they have them in a lab or what are they doing?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, that big deal with Canada Goose is that they like just kind of like trap the coyotes and they just kind of like hook them and then they just like die of starvation. That's like not a very pretty way that they get this fur. Yeah, I think that I would probably skip class for just about anything, like any cause, you know what I mean?
And then that's a new way of getting out of school and you're learning that from young. Like just make a stink about something and then I can get out of whatever thing I don't want to do. It's not a good lesson, I don't think.
I appreciate the idea, you know, I definitely appreciate the idea that like, hey, let's address, you know, what's going on with the way we treat the environment. You know what I mean? Like, let's take a look at, you know, because it's kind of ugly. And it's also like, you know, we were born of this planet. You know what I mean? So for us to like, you know, we're essentially connected to the planet. So for us to just motherfuck the planet you're pretty much directly fucking yourself over too, right? There's two ways, you know, in biology class, we learned that there's two ways any organism fails to exist anymore. The first way is that it runs out of food. The organism, there's so many of them that they compete with food. There's not enough food. The other way that an organism dies is they create so much waste that their environment is uninhabitable. And it seems like we're kind of on our way to, it seems like we're both on our way to doing that. Yeah, both, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's good that we're addressing it for sure. It's a lot of people don't give a fuck, unfortunately. But yeah, like you said, do it on a Saturday.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't like the look. If you have a cause, you have a cause, but don't like pad your stats by like, hey, young people.
Yeah, like look how many people we have now. Like, you know, this kind of like, I think that's kind of more what it is. Also,
duping people into being on your, you know,
like have a plan too. Like, what are we doing about it? We're just recycling more. Like, what's like? I know that we're talking about it now, and that's important. But what's the next step? I think that's important in a protest. Like, what are you actually saying for us to do now? Are we just standing out here or do you have a solution? Like, what's the...
No, they're not standing, Johnny. They're laying in the middle of the intersection, shutting the shit down. Pretty wild.
What does that do?
I guess it's like, they're angry. And I think, you know, I think there might be an element of like, I'm angry that, you know, people don't care about the environment. And now people are getting pissed off because I'm shutting down. It's kind of like, you know, eye for an eye, maybe kind of thing.
It's not, because if I say I'm trying to get to work or something and you run into that, that kind of puts me on the other side of the fence in terms of this issue.
Yes, you're alienating people that might agree with you. You're making it impossible for them. There's so many examples of that, right? Where you make it very difficult for people that would sympathize with your cause, you know.
So the way you're going about it is... Yeah, it's turning them against you now.
Yeah, what if there's an ambulance back there? You know what I mean? That's trying to get through.
That's true. Oh, man, that's actually great.
Somebody with a, you know, chanting goofy stuff with a megaphone blocking the road.
Give us some solutions and I'll be a part of it, you know?
Well, you know what else is going on, Johnny, is they've increased the speed limit on the QEW, the major highway in Toronto, you know, kind of goes all over the place, this highway. They've bumped up some sections to 110 kilometers an hour. And for our American viewers, that's, I don't know what the...
Probably
60, 70.
65 or something.
But what happened before was everybody, you know, the speed limit was 100. You can comfortably go 120 without the fear of getting pulled over.
Yeah.
Although I do tend to slow down when I do see a cop going 120. So now that they've bumped it up, can I now go 130? There's kind of a lot of questions here. So now, okay, it's 110. Certainly nobody was getting pulled over driving 110 before anyway.
No.
But now if I'm driving 130, I still feel like I could get pulled over.
Yeah, probably a little bit of a grace period. I'm going to have to wait a little bit. for it to be kind of old news, and then everyone's going to be ripping 130 comfortably in those sections. I think
you should be able to rip 130 because it's so painful to be, to go 120 on the highway is painfully like slow sometimes.
It is. It's shit.
Especially when the flow, sometimes traffic is just flowing, dog. And for you to have to be worried and like be all paranoid, head on a swivel just because you're going at a safe, it's a safe speed. Like, you know, I hear Adam Carolla talk about all the time. Like his beef is that these speed limits were designed years ago when cars were way shittier. Now cars are way safer. You know, let me go a speed that is safe. That fucking German, the Autobahn style, you know?
Man, I've always wanted that for us. Just to be able, like, just go as fast as you want.
Yeah.
Then there's so many fucking knuckleheads, you know?
Well, the problem is, you know, even like now, people are so unaware. You have people driving slow as fuck in the wrong lane. Like, people don't know that there's a passing lane, there's a slow lane.
They
and
the etiquette.
And I heard an OPP, like a provincial police officer, talk about now that there's kind of a risk. Like, now that you've increased the speed limit, you're going to have more of a discrepancy. You're going to have now there's even more of a gap between the slowest driver and the fastest driver. And that's where accidents happen, right? Is when you have people that are sort of indifferent. Lane, so to speak, in terms of how fast they're driving,
getting frustrated and trying to get around this guy, and this person's getting in front of you, and that's a good point. I think they should just raise all of it to 110.
Yeah,
everywhere, and just I mean, like all highways in Ontario, and just see what happens. I think it'll be fine. Everyone's just gonna go a little bit faster, and that'll be fine.
So they've done the one section is 110. And yeah, it's a pilot project. It'll go on for a bit and we'll see what happens. But for now, I'm still not comfortable driving 20. Like 20 over the speed limit used to be the regular. I'm still, I don't know, I'm not comfortable going 130.
Because there is a ticket for that, even though they didn't really issue it.
You see the signs on the highway. Yeah. It's like 10 over is whatever, 20 over.
So I'd say go 125 maybe.
Yeah. Split the difference.
Yeah, and I think we'll see what happens.
I'm going 5 kilometers faster. Yeah, not bad. Johnny, you know, this is our last episode before I head to Ukraine, what some people might call the Ukraine. And yeah, I'll be gone for at least a month or two, but we're going to try to keep the show going. And I'm looking forward to getting over to Europe and experiencing a new sort of culture, you know?
Yeah, it's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Like, not a lot of people. I don't know anyone who's ever been there, so that's, you know.
No, just me and Putin are the only two.
I'm hoping for some serious Ukraine material on the following episodes.
Oh, I'm sure I'll have more, yeah.
Just weird shit that happens over there.
Yeah, the steam room will quickly become just like a, you know, lots of stories of what's going on over there.
Make sure you go to a YMCA over there, whatever their equivalent is.
They're big on the steam room, like in Europe and stuff. Yeah. Like, they're big in the steam room culture, so yeah, it's going to be a whole different steam room perspective.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to find yourself a recreation center.
Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah, I gotta, you know, right now I have a good setup. I have the steam room at the YMCA, and I have a basketball court and the good gym. So I don't know how to try to replace that, you know, with something over there. But we'll see.
I wonder if there's a basketball court over there. If you'll be like Jordan when you're playing with them, you know, if you're like they don't have the same type of infrastructure and like skill building from a young age, that you'll just be like the best player.
I don't know. So I had a Eastern European guy on my intramural basketball team, and he was pretty good, man. This dude was like, his name was George. I'm trying to think if he was Ukrainian or Romanian or something, but he was nasty. He was our best player. Tall ass dude. And
because there are some countries that over there that go hard, like Lithuania goes hard.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
They're sick at ball, for sure.
I but think I that my style of play will be different. They're going to be very like X's rigid, and O's. Yeah. And like robots.
Perfect passing.
Chest pass.
Running perfect plays. Yeah.
Just never shoot. Just all pass. Yes. I'll come over there. Just shake things up, man. Yeah, dude. I'm traveling there. And we'll see. Maybe see some other places in Europe. And you've been around. You know, you've been abroad recently. Like, you're doing some traveling yourself.
Yeah, I went to Morocco and then went to Spain in the same week.
How was that for you?
It was a really dope time. It was a really eye-opening experience. And especially in Morocco, they speak French and they speak Arabic. And some speak kind of...
What a combo.
A mix of both.
Yeah.
Kind of the same way that... that happens in Canada, like I think in Newfoundland, where they speak kind of an English and French mix.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's where it is. Clearly, I don't know that much, but...
It's Canadian patois.
Yeah, basically. It's like a little mix of both.
Damn.
But so they do that there, and I, of course, speak zero French. And the friend that I was with, Trey, he doesn't speak French either. Just two black guys walking around Morocco, and it's like it's an Arabic country. It's not... Like, it's in Africa, but it's not like what you think about when you think of Africa.
Yeah.
It's more like going to like Lebanon or Dubai or something.
Yeah.
So it was pretty wild. It was the most foreign I've ever been, definitely, because having to communicate with, you know, hand signals and just basic words. Like, at one point, we couldn't figure out how to ask for a napkin. Like, we couldn't figure it out. And it's serviette. Like, that's such an obvious fucking,
oh,
we couldn't figure
it out.
Oh,
that is the French word,
yeah. We're idiots, you know? But it was good. It was eye-opening. It was nice to walk around a new culture and see how other people do it. It's almost surreal. So I think you're going to experience something similar. Luckily, you have people there that speak the language.
Yes.
Yeah. We didn't have that.
Yeah, that goes a long way, is having somebody that can, you know, kind of show you around, kind of, an, you know, because when you're there, fish out of water, it's like, I don't know what to. And that was kind of the same thing when I went to Peru. You know, I had, like, went on this retreat. We had a group of us with, like, a leader. So it was very much, you know, a ushered experience. And I think I'll have the same situation here. So looking forward to it, man. It kind of gives you a new perspective, right? You live this way, you know, your day-to-day life in Canada. You kind of just put the blinders on and just kind of wake up in this routine, right? Mm-hmm. So to go somewhere, break up the routine is valuable, because you come back and, you know, you kind of have more perspective, clarity on what exactly your life is. Because if you get kind of locked into this routine, it sort of just goes on autopilot, right? But then the second thing is also to just observe a different culture and to compare and contrast it to yours. And you kind of just take your culture for granted, like, this is the way things are. But it's like, no, this is just a certain way of things that, you know, a way of doing things that's been developed in Canada, and I'll get a perspective, and yeah, we'll see what happens. I reckon I'll be a better Canadian by the time I come back, you know, because I'll just have an appreciation for what it is we're doing here, you know?
Yeah, you're probably right. I'd say that's fair. Yeah. I felt that way when I went abroad too. I came back and I was like, you know, I love Canada, especially Morocco after seeing, yeah. And talk about waste and like climate change. Like, they don't have that attitude of like recycling and garbage.
No.
Over there. They just, like, there was a lot of garbage just around the place, and a lot of full garbages just, and it's hard to find a garbage, like, on the street. Like, there wasn't, like, every block, there wasn't, like, a nice garbage recycling type situation. It was like you had to really go in somewhere and be like, yo, do you have a garbage? And we were like, why is there so much, like, garbage around? And then we saw some guy, like, open some package and just, like, throw it. Well, he was walking down the street. We're like, oh, okay.
This is what we're doing here.
People are just fucking throwing shit. Okay, fair enough.
That's how it used to be around here, too. My dad told me, like, yeah, you know, when he grew up, you would just, the ditches would be full of garbage. Like, we just threw the garbage out. That was the MO. Yeah. It's crazy to think of now. It's also like, how the fuck, like, fuck global warming and everything like that. Like, don't throw it out, because that's just gross to live a life where you're surrounded by trash. Like, you don't want to look at that.
Just find
even if it had no impact on the environment. Like, you don't want to look at that.
Yeah, especially the beautiful, you know, area that we live in. Like, we have some nice forests. We have some nice, even ditches that you were just talking about. Like, why? And another thing, too, is it's not that hard. Like, I love to do the little things that aren't that hard in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make your bed, like, shit like that. Like, just hold on to the garbage until you find one and put it in. It's all good.
Yeah, I don't get the littering is, it's no bueno, man.
Oh, here's another thing, though. Speaking of picking up trash, there's this thing now where people are videoing themselves picking up garbage. Like, they'll go to, like, a beach or, like, a forest or something, and they'll pick up a bunch of garbage, and then they'll post it on their Instagram. And it's just like,
you're a hero.
Just do it. No need to...
It's an interesting quandrum, because if that's what it takes for you to do a good deed, like, if you're only going to donate to a homeless guy if your buddy's filming it and you get a bunch of likes, that's kind of an interesting moral dilemma.
Yeah.
It's like, do I want you to do that? I guess. It's also kind of reinforcing a negative sort of approach to life. Like, I'm only going to do good things for the cachet.
Yeah.
There's no real intrinsic motivation. It's just, it's about the reward. Like, that is kind of fucked up. It's almost, but if that's what it takes for somebody to do something good, I guess all right.
They are picking the trash up, but it's just, I'm not going to, like, I view you as a bit of a,
yeah,
bit
for
of a
sure.
Dope, you know, yeah.
I think a lot of people do that. Social media, everything's a performance. Everything's a broadcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone thinks they're like, it's their show, and
it is.
What it really is, it's a mirror. It's a mirror that you want. Like, you're changing it the way you want, and that's what you're putting out. So it's the way that, like, you view yourself, and then you're fixing it in any way. You're only showing, like, the angle that you think looks best.
But this is what companies do, too. This is what everybody now, everybody is their own brand. You know what I mean? So, like, during Pride Month, what does Absolute Vodka do? Like, they put their Pride billboard, you know what I mean? Smart. Or what does Scotiabank do? Like, they all kind of capitalize. Like, do you care? I suspect that more than care, you want, you know, the benefit.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing we're talking about with the recyclers. So I guess we're all just this, like, in this capitalist society, we're all just a fucking brand, and we're all just doing shit for the, you know, the no substance.
Yeah, the clout. Everything's about the clout.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
fuck.
Johnny, we're not like those people, man. Me and you, we're authentic.
No. I've known you for, you know, however many years. We're that 20 years, maybe?
20, yeah, man. We're probably what you did, like, afternoon kindergarten. We went, right?
No,
you were morning kindergarten.
I showed up in first grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Where were we at before?
I went to like a little Montessori, little
okay
weird pilot fucking uniform
pilot
school.
Project.
Yeah, you know, the uniform had some shit like here, and he's like. Yeah, I was a little bitch. Yeah.
Damn. Well, yeah, man. It's been a minute, and you know, we'll stay connected. I'll be in the Ukraine, and yeah, man, we'll keep doing the steam room, and you know, appreciate everybody that's been listening and commenting and saying nice things. Like, it's great that you know, people can enjoy what we're doing here, and you know, we'll keep at it, and the steam room will come back better than ever as the days go on.
Hell yeah, man! I'm excited. I'm excited for you.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah. And you too. You're in Toronto now. You got all kinds of jobs coming up the yin yang now. You're staying busy and doing your thing. And
trying to keep it high, man.
Brother. Yeah. You got it. All right, man. Pop, pop.
Boom.